on. We are getting ready to go to the King in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you as humbly as we know how, first confessing our sins, because you are faithful and just to forgive us. So, Lord, we want to get our hearts right. We want to come to you and say thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, whose yes is the reason that we can gather here together Monday through Friday to get a word from the Lord. So we just want to thank you for them. We want to ask that you keep them in your care. We want to ask that you just cover the Des De Leon family as they continue to allow Artist International to be the best health and wellness company. We ask a special blessing on Dr. Raphael Spiller as he continues to lead us in this reloaded time. So, Lord, we just want to continue to give you all the praise and the glory. Lord, and I ask a special anointing on our speaker as she comes forth today. Just pour into her a hundredfold what she pours out into us. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, TMC family, I'm going to turn our call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Robin. Take it away. The floor is yours.
Thank you. God bless you, dear sister, for opening us up in prayer, and thank you so much for greeting the people. And I also would love to greet you. My name is Minister Robin, and I am here in New Jersey. And we are so glad that you are with us here on the Master's Call. It's an awesome call, and yes, we are going to take it to the King. Well, this call is all about the King. He is the great I Am, and he is faithful, and he is loving, and he is our Master. And the call, it was founded by two wonderful women of God, and you heard Minister Kai mentioned to you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she is our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic. We are so grateful for what they did by listening to the Lord coming forward with this call, and we have an opportunity to love on each one of you, to pray for you, and to greet you. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and our scripture reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we like to do. We like to take it to the King. We know that his word is not going to be canceled. We know that the prayer goes forward, and we can rejoice knowing that the blessings are coming to his people. Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have an email address for you. You can go to our email. You can send us your praise reports. You can give us your prayer requests. If you would like to be part of our team, we would love to have you. Either one of our co-hosts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, they will give back to you. We also have a website. And our website address is www.themasterscall.net. And on our website, every message has been archived. You can listen to the message right there. You can also download them, put it on your social media page, send the link to a friend, read the bios of our speaker, of our speakers, I should say. And there's always an additional comment about the word that has come forward daily. So don't forget, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. And many of us, we are so grateful because the tool, the thread, the company, the family that has brought us together is Artists International. And it is owned and run by the Diaz de Leon family. And we also know that because of that, we can share with you about health and wellness, about how you can reshape your life, reshape your finances. We are reloaded. So if you would like to find out more about our awesome company, because we are health and wellness entrepreneurs, get back to the person that invited you to this call And for those awesome artist entrepreneurs, you know, we have our morning motivational call. It's immediately following this call. It's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a team of awesome leaders. They teach us, they encourage us, and they share with us great ideas as to what we should do, what we can do, and what we can improve on. And that call, the number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Well, I will come back later on with additional information for you, but I'm going to share with you about our sister, my team member, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. She is, as I said, a team member here on the Master's Call. She's the daughter of Euro and Patricia, her mom, who's now with the Lord Lauderdale, and she's lived her entire life in Southern California. She's the middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, and this is where she earned her BS degree in criminal justice. She is single, she is saved, and glory to God, she is satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of one, and it happens to be her precious son, Kalon Taj Williams. Tiffany's currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department, and she is also a transformation professional with the Christian-based health and wellness company, that's right, Artists International. Tiffany also has served many years as a parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles. It's a golfing organization, and she's had several offices also in the Baptist, in the Western Baptist State Convention. And this was all during the 1980s, all the way through 2002. She's very active in her church. She's a member of the Oasis Church in L.A. Her pastor is Phil and Holly Wagner. And she's the co-director in the nursery. Minister Tiffany loves to travel. She loves to support others. She loves to encourage, especially Master Kalon. She's a basketball mom, and she's training her mighty young man of God. He's in the army of God, and she believes with all her heart that you should raise your son in the way that he is to go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I am so glad that she is part of our family. She's also had an opportunity not only to mature in her spiritual calling, but also to grow as a woman seeking God, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And that's how her life is being planned. Her favorite scripture is located in Psalms 34:19. And without any further time taken away from her, I know God has given her a word. Make sure you have your tablets, your Bible, your paper, your pen, because Minister Tiffany is coming to share with us, because she went to the king and we are ready. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, dear sister.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that introduction this morning. Thank you so much for hosting this call, and to Minister Kai, thank you for that tag and for seating us and greeting us on this Take It to the King Tuesday. Well, God morning, TMC family. I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I send some of this California warmth over your way. So let's see, this morning, God has put it on my heart to talk to you about do it daily. Do it daily. And I'm going to really take that word daily and break it down. And this is what it is. D, decide to follow God daily. A, adore God daily. I, in the word daily. L, love others daily. And Y, Yahweh reigns forever. So that is, they do it daily. And so here on the Master's Call, we have the opportunity to dial into this telecommunication sanctuary daily. So that for some of us has become one of our daily activities. And then maybe every day after the call, I get myself together and I head off to my JLB, and that is something that I do daily because I'm off on the weekend. So basically it's a Monday through Friday job. And then, you know, if you have children who are in school, basically they go to school daily. So they're at school Monday through Friday and off on the weekends, and they are doing it daily. So I ask you today, what is it that you are doing daily? What have you written down on your calendar that you do daily? What is it that you say every day? Maybe there's a prayer that you wake up in the morning and you say first thing, and maybe you don't just do it daily, maybe you just do it every day. But today we're just going to focus on daily. So the definition of the word daily as an adjective, it means done, produced, or occurring. Every weekday. As an adverb, it's defined as every day. And as a noun, it's defined as a newspaper published every day except Sunday. So let's look at the D in daily. Decide to follow God daily. Let's look at Luke chapter 9, verse 23. In the NLT, the New Living Translation, is where the verses will be coming from this morning, which reads, "Then he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me." And that is Luke 9 and 23. So Jesus is telling us that if we are to follow him, that we need to get out of our own self, the things that we like to do, our comfort zone, and take up our cross, not just when we want to, not just some of the time, but the word says daily and follow me. So that tells me that every single day that we wake up, that we need to make a decision, and that decision should be to follow God. In everything that we do, sometimes we want to complain. And I do believe that in this due season, that God wants us to put that complaining spirit on the back burner. And so as a goal for this season, attempt to do or just do it every day, everything you do without complaining. Make it a challenge for yourself. If you find yourself complaining and murmuring about stuff, check your own self. Because a lot of times people, they won't tell you. They'll just try to, you know, go a different way from you, go away from you. So challenge your own self. You can hear your own self talking, and you can hear when you're going into the negative versus the positive. So get out of the complaining zone. Take up your cross daily and follow God. James 5 and 12 reads, "But most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or earth or anything else, just a simple yes or no, so that you will not sin and be condemned." Just do it daily. So when you have to make a decision, you know, don't say, "Oh, I don't know what I want to do. I'm not sure." Just say yes or no. It makes it so much easier. Say what you will do and write it down. Say what you're going to do and write it down. Do it daily. Control the if-onlys in your life. Every day you may be saying to yourself, "If only I would have. If only I should have. If only I could have." Control the if-onlys and just do it daily. Let's look at the A in daily. Adore God daily. "I will praise the Lord at all times. I will consistently speak his praises." Psalms 34 and 1. When was the last time that you told God that you loved him? When was the last time that you told God that you adored him? When was the last time that you gave God your praise? That verse says to praise the Lord at all times, meaning that no matter what is going on in our lives, we owe God our praise. The word praise is defined as an express, as a verb to express warm approval or admiration of. As a noun, it is the expression of approval or admiration for someone or something. So our someone or something is God. So every day as you go through your day, just take a moment to give God some praise. He's waiting for your praise. And a lot of times we are only one praise away from a breakthrough. But the only thing God is sitting back and waiting for us to do is to open up our mouth and give him some praise. Show gratitude. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 reads, 16, always be joyful. That scripture doesn't say sometimes be joyful. Every other day be joyful. It says always be joyful. 17, never stop praying. We should always say a prayer throughout the day, even if it's a few words. It doesn't have to be a 5-minute or 3-minute prayer, but we should pray without ceasing and never stop praying. Number 18, be thankful in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. So that means that no matter what we go through, whether it hurts or whether it doesn't, we have to be thankful in every circumstance. For this is God's will for us because we are his children and he loves us and he knows what's best for us. Let's go on to the I in daily. In the word daily. Psalms 119 and verse 105 in the NLT reads, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Let me repeat that. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So many times we have bleak and dark times in our lives, and all we would have to do is just pick up the word of God. Many times I think our tunnels are a little bit dark because in the midst of us being in the dark tunnel, we never picked up the word of God. We never looked at the word to see how to apply the word to that situation that we were going through. In the joyful and happy times, we still need to pick up and apply the word of God. The Bible says to read and to study thyself to be approved. And so it doesn't matter that you do it to please someone else, but you must do it to please God. And that is on a daily basis. Let's go on to the L in daily. Love others daily. 1 John 3 and 18 in the NLT reads, dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. We say the little cliche, actions speak louder than words. So a lot of times it's not what we say. A lot of times it could be how we say it and then how we apply it, how we do it. A lot of times we go throughout our day and we're so busy just doing things for ourselves. But when do we ever look around and notice that someone else needs us? You may not even know that person. It may be a stranger. Maybe you're at the grocery store and you see someone, an elderly person, and they're struggling just to push their basket or they're struggling just to get their groceries out the car. Do we ever say, you know what, excuse me, ma'am, or excuse me, sir, can I help you? Can I offer you some assistance? See, we need to start to be sincere in expressing our affections. And we also need to be sincere as laborers of the Lord. And in our service, are we serving with a loving heart? When we are in church services on Sundays and we're serving in whatever capacities that we've made a decision to serve in, whether it's in the nursery or whether it's at the door greeting the members as they come into the church, the members or the guests who would enter the church, are we serving with a loving heart? Are we serving like Jesus serves us daily? Practice the golden rule. Matthew 7 and 12 reads, "Do to others whatever you would like them to do to you." This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. So when we are doing things throughout our day, when we're saying things throughout our day, are we doing them and saying them to one another as we would expect one to say it back to us? We have to really put a self-check on our own selves first before we self-check, before we check someone else. What are we doing daily? How are we acting daily? How are we speaking daily? Let's go on to the last letter, the Y. Yahweh reigns forever. Exodus 15 and 18 reads, "The Lord will reign forever and ever." Yahweh means I am. God has always existed and will always exist. This name Yahweh was very meaningful in Exodus 3 and also in Genesis with the interaction between God and Moses. And so God reigns every day. God is here with us every day. He's here with us daily. The definition of the word reign means the period during which a sovereign rules. And God is forever. God is forevermore, past, present, and future. And so that means that he reigns forever. Yahweh, our Lord, our God, rules and reigns forever, daily, for all future time, for always and continually. So as you go throughout your day, I ask you to make a decision. Make a decision and do it daily. Make a decision. Decide to follow God daily. Adore God daily. Be in the Word daily. Love others daily. And remember always that Yahweh reigns forever. As here in Artists International, we need to do things daily. Daily, we should make sure that we talk to at least 3 people to increase our business daily. We are artists for life, and artists for life does not mean that it's something that we do only on Saturdays and Sundays, but artists for life means that we do it daily. We share what we know about Artists International daily. On a daily basis. That means that we are a product of the artist's product, not on the weekend basis, but on a daily basis. We don't just wear our body magics to church on Sunday and, to the nightclub on Saturday night, but we put on some type of artist garment on a daily basis. We take our products daily. Those of us who will be entering into the challenge, the transformation challenge, will be consuming products daily. So in this due season that God has us in, do it daily. Again, decide to follow God daily, adore God daily, be in the Word daily, love others daily, and remember, Yahweh reigns forever and ever. God bless you. Thank you for opening your ears and giving me the opportunity to share with you what God has shared with me this morning. And I hope that you will make your day great. Back over to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that powerful word, that powerful reminder. I am going to call you forward after we go before the Lord in prayer and the announcement. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and thank you so much for your minister. Thank you for your vessel, Father, that has reminded us and also encouraged us. And for those who may not yet know you, they have an opportunity also, Father, to learn about you, to seek you, to know you daily. Well, Lord, us, your children, first and foremost, we are taking it to the King. And we repent if that has not taken place in our lives. And for those where it has, Father, may they continue to do so in the name of Jesus. We want to love you. We want to remain in your word. We know that you reign forever, and we want to love your people daily. I thank you for Minister Tiffany, Father. Pour back in her your victorious woman of God. Give her the desires of her heart, Father. Continue to bless her and Kaylon in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is on this call, and I am lifting up those to you, Father God, who may be sick. To you, Father God, those who have cried out to you, and you know exactly what their needs are. So, Lord, I thank you for the Flanagan family. I know that you are with them. You said that your presence will go with them. You'll give them rest, Father. We thank you for Reggie's dad, Lord God. He dwells in that secret place, the secret place of the Most High God. He's abiding in your shadow, and no harm shall come to him, Father. You are the healer. You are the peacemaker. You are the one, Father, who is with him, and you'll never leave him nor forsake him. We thank you, Lord God, for the favor that they have with the nurses, with the physicians, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that his room is peaceful in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the men and women that will surround him, Lord, with your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We lift up Jackie, Father, and we know that you're working out everything, Father God, for her good, Lord God, for her family, Father. Also for Marie Preston's family, Father, for Tiffany's family, and for all of those, Lord God, who came to you. And they know, Lord, that you were there for them. For they have cried out to you, and you have healed them. They have cried out to you, and you have provided for them. They have cried out to you, and you have given them peace. You have given them rest. We thank you because you are the one who has forgiven all of our iniquities. You are the one who has healed all of their diseases. You are the one who said that you will provide all of their needs according to your riches and glory by and through Christ Jesus. So you are Yahweh. You reign forever. Your word is true. Your word will not return void. Your word lives in us. We thank you for Jesus because he is the beginning. He is the end. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And because of your faithfulness, loving us as much as you do, you gave us your best. So, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We say in the mighty name of Jesus, it has been decreed and it is done. We say so, we believe it, and we say amen. Master's Call family, if you would love to hear this message again because it is powerful and it will bring back to your remembrance all the reasons why we love our God and how we want to do what is right and pleasing in his sight, you can dial 712-432-1085, the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. And if you're not able to listen to it immediately following the call, go back to the website, www.themasterscall.net, and listen to it there. We have our morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Find out more about the transformation. Find out more about Artists International. Minister Kai, thank you so much for reminding us and telling us, take it to the King. Take it to him every day. Take it to the King Tuesday. Thank you for greeting the people. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that powerful word. Do it daily. And I'm going to ask you to come back and give us our daily benediction. Minister Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin. To you and to Minister Kai, thank you so much once again for serving here on the Master's Call. God, we love you and we adore you. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in this day. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. Amen, amen, and amen. Be great, make your day great, and we'll hear you on the Master's Call on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.